History Con stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papageno's tri-state forecast. Well, the National Weather Service has a heat advisory remaining in effect from noon till 8 p.m. today. The heat index values up to 98, expected possibly 100. And that heat advisory remains in effect today until this evening. We'll have Papageno's full tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Connecticut's COVID-19 deaths tripled in a week-over-week spike this week. 28 additional residents died of COVID-19 in the last week, up from 9 the week before, as hospitalizations jumped to 352 statewide. The positivity remained steady at 11.7, though local and state officials say that number should be higher due to the widespread availability of home tests. Hospitalizations have increased by 116 patients since June 30th. Cases have increased by 11% from the average 2 weeks ago. Militant Northeast Pine Plains and Amenia are just some of the municipalities in northern Dutchess County that were recognized in the $4.6 million worth of municipal investment grant awards announced by Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, the most ever awarded through the county's nine-year-old program. 38 projects were awarded funds to help to bring them to fruition, with a focus on fire and rescue projects. The goal, according to Molinaro, was to, quote, promote efficiencies and long-term sustainability, agency capacity and capability, and shared services and community development, while ultimately generating savings for taxpayers, end quote. The nonprofit Equisuspect recently received two grant awards in support of the organization's work, providing military veterans and others in high-stress environments with essential tools to expand their capacity for healthy, authentic relationships through purposeful engagement with horses. The Torrington Savings Bank Foundation awarded $7,500, and the Northwest Community Bank Foundation awarded another grant of $2,000 to help build the organization's programs. Well, during a public forum about the dearth of affordable housing possibilities in Amenia, both to purchase and to rent, and the benefits to the community life if a wider range of housing options flourish, about 35 residents gathered to hear a report by the Amenia Housing Board, mainly a time that shared ideas and found common ground. Residents gathered in the town hall gym on Saturday, July 30th for that informal discussion. A 14-unit development has been proposed by the Affordable Housing Forum, and they're considering Amenia's needs. The Northwest Cares Help Book, which gives information on community resources in the Northwest Quarter, is now available for free at town social service offices. The contents include advocacy groups, immigration information, credit counseling, domestic abuse, health care, home assistance workers, mental health and addiction services, and a list of important town telephone numbers and websites for all six Region 1 towns, Norfolk, Warren, Goshen, and Dutchess County, New York Community Action Agencies on the back cover. A lot going on in our tri-state region. Kent Sidewalk Sale Days are underway. They run through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., rain or shine. Yesterday, the book sale outdoors was canceled due to heat. In Cornwall, 11 till 2 today, a free vaccination clinic for COVID-19 at the library until 2 p.m. for ages 6 months to 11 years and 12 plus. Bring a health insurance card and photo ID with you as well. Midday music and meditation is happening at the Salisbury Congregational Church. It's a monthly midday music and meditation. It happens today from 12 to 12:30. The meeting house doors open at 11:30. Attendance will be restricted to one-half capacity. Audience members will be admitted on a first-come, first-served basis. Masks are optional. The 2022 Rose Algren Art Show is being held. It opens up today and runs through the 7th at the Cornwall Consolidated School. Today from 2 to 6, tomorrow from 10 to 5, and Sunday from 10 until 5. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has their annual book signing. That is tonight. It's back after a two-year hiatus, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Sharon Historical Society next door. That due to the renovations at the library. The Town of Great Barrington's summer concert series at the gazebo behind the Town Hall on Main Street continues. Lee Rogers and Friends take center stage tonight, 5:30 to 7:15. All shows are weather permitting. Meanwhile, a live in-person open mic night at the Copaic Grange happens tonight from 7 till 9 p.m. Participants are invited to entertain or just come and enjoy and watch the show. Masks must be worn. Now, tomorrow, the 62nd annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair happens from 10 a.m. on the Green in Sharon. Typically anywhere between 60 and 80 vendors offering original works. The show opens at 10, closes by 5 p.m. rain or shine. Food services are available. It is a free event to attend. The Conservation Hero Award Celebration in Cornwall is happening at the Cooley Preserve on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Cooley Preserve for Shelley Harms, CCT Executive Director, who recently was awarded the Connecticut Land Conservation Council Conservation Award. The 121st Twin Lakes Day is happening tomorrow at 12:30 on Isola Bella. Races and fun for children of all ages, open to the whole community. Details and pictures and more questions and information, reach out to saiuvalasit@yahoo.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. That's where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and also dinner specials nightly. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,726.82. The NASDAQ at 12,720.58 and the S&P 500 at 4,151.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.